Steve Lyle, Director of Public Affairs, California Department of Food and Agriculture.
Steve, there's an update that came out yesterday. There is more trees that have now tested positive in that proximity, correct?
Yeah, we now have four trees on four different residential properties that have tested positive for a long, long thing. That's correct.
Are they all in the same area? I'm taking it close proximity. They're all in the same area.
That's correct. Yeah, they're all there's a location with the original find in San Gabriel. The second find was adjacent to the first property, and then these last two finds, the third and fourth detections, are in close proximity to that original site.
It's not like we've talked about before. It doesn't seem like this is surprising. It's concerning, but not surprising, right?
Well, we know through the history of the disease that it does follow the pest. And if you have the pest, you're at risk of having the disease show up eventually. So while it is a concern, and we're doing all we can to limit the range of the disease in San Gabriel, it is something that was expected.
So even though this is these trees are in close proximity, and that makes it, you know, a little bit easier to control rather than being far apart, this is much different than the one in 2012 because of the multiple trees testing positive. Are you guys doing anything different in this one?
The protocol remains the same, and the question that we don't know the answer to at this point is how many more trees either already infected with the disease or could become affected at a later date. Once a tree is inoculated, if you will, with the disease by an agent citrusilid, it can take some time, as long as 2 years, for symptoms to develop. So it's definitely a possibility that other trees have been exposed and haven't developed symptoms yet, which means that we'll be surveying and paying very close attention to that community for quite some time.
What is the level of concern? I mean, I imagine that it's heightened now, but as more and more trees test positive, the level of concern goes up, correct?
Heightened is a good way to describe it.
Again, the closest production grove is not close, right? It's a ways away.
Yeah, Cal Poly Pomona, which is about 18 miles away from San Gabriel.
The quarantine went up. What is the how big's the quarantine, and what does the quarantine do?
Well, it's 87 square miles in and around the San Gabriel area. It prohibits the movement of all host nursery stock out of the quarantine area. And it maintains existing provisions allowing the movement of only commercially cleaned and packed citrus fruit. Any fruit that is not commercially cleaned and packed, including residential citrus, must not be removed from the property on which it is grown, although it can be processed and or consumed on the premises.
So kind of like the ACP quarantines, but basically restricting that stuff to the residential areas.
Yeah, the fundamental difference between the ACP quarantine and the HLB quarantine is that the ACP quarantine permits the movement of nursery stock under certain conditions. This prohibits the movement of nursery stock out of the quarantine area.
We all know the answer to this, but where do you go from here? What do you guys do? You just keep doing what you're doing?
Well, we continue to look for the signs of the disease in trees, and if we make those detections, we remove the trees. We continue to treat for Asian citrusilids in those areas with the intention of controlling those populations to minimize the additional reservoir of disease to the degree that it exists. We are in a long-term program of surveying and testing throughout California, any place where the Asian citrusilid exists, to be on the lookout for signs of the disease. And we've been in that mode for quite some time, and we'll continue in that mode.